Welcome to episode 584 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Lindsay, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth, Sandy, Anna, and Donna. This week, we are diving into the details of our upcoming Rhine and Moselle group cruise with AMA Waterways. Whether you're a wine enthusiast or just love the idea of storybook villages, castles, and riverside scenery, this adventure has something for everyone. We'll talk itinerary highlights, special wine theme experiences that are totally optional, and how you can extend your trip with extra time in the Champagne country or the Swiss Alps. Plus, you'll get to travel with me and my family, so it's going to be an Outlander community experience.
Sorry, so I wrote this, and Lindsay's going, but maybe she will.
But you know, I mean, I'm family, right?
Sorry. I thought about that when I saw it, too, and I meant to
That's okay.
That's Elizabeth, everyone.
It's
would
a
just
weird
love to
way to invite me.
I know. Well, there you go.
Okay, so let's start at the top. Why the Rhine and the Moselle?
Yeah, so this is like when I went to plan this, I really wanted to go somewhere. I'm going to try not to sneeze. I really wanted to go somewhere on a river cruise that I hadn't been yet, but I also was taking my family, and there are things that I've done on river cruises that I loved that I wanted to share with them. So I was like, how can I do something I've already done, but also something that I haven't already done without it turning into like a 4-week trip. And and here we are at the Rhine and Moselle. So I've done the Rhine before. The Moselle is just a small tributary of the Rhine, but it goes through some of the most beautiful country in the world.
It really does.
It's just gorgeous, like fairy tale gorgeous. And I haven't seen it. Donna has. And so I'm trusting Donna when she says that it's amazing. But then I also, the first time I did a Rhine River cruise, it was a wine themed cruise. And I was a little nervous. I didn't get to pick the itinerary. It was an educational opportunity. And I was really nervous that I wouldn't enjoy it, especially with my husband, because my husband doesn't drink wine. He has learned to drink wine, by the way, and some of that came from that Rhine River cruise. So there are some wines that he likes now, but it opened up his palate.
Mine doesn't drink wine, so maybe we should join. So I can get my husband on board.
But there are lots. There's still
strategy, Anna, but it might be beneficial to you.
It might work. Yeah, I mean, and there were times like we got up one morning and there was a wine tasting at 10 a.m. and both he and I were like, okay, that's hardcore. Even for me, I don't need to be tasting wine at 10 a.m. I need to wait till at least like 11. So
unless it's a
so they probably like paired it with breakfast bites, and it was probably
Miss. I drink cocktails in beautiful places. Come on.
Yes. My cocktails are like usually afternoon. I mean, I don't wait till 5. I fully admit that. But anyway, just to say that you don't have to be a wine drinker. And because my kids, my oldest will be 22 and my youngest will be 20. So my youngest can't drink legally in the United States. So it gives us a chance to sort of explore wine and the culture of wine with them in the right way. I mean, where better to learn about wine than France? Like, right? I mean, they're going to be experts and they're going to know.
Make sure he never buys that Boone's Farm, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. We're going to know what good wine tastes
create
like.
Create wine stocks.
You're robbing him of an important milestone. Yeah.
I like to think that I've brought them up right and that they know that. But I do think that this gives us all something that we want. You know, I love the beautiful scenery, but then there'll be chances for the kids to hike and bike. And so that is my very long answer to your very short question of why.
When is this cruise, Elizabeth?
It's in July.
Okay.
2026.
So let's talk about, for those of us, I'm not naming any names, who might like to go for longer than just cruise. Let's talk about pre-cruise options.
Yeah, so pre-cruise, you can add on either Paris or what they call it Paris and Rem. If you do the Paris add-on, it is three nights in Paris. If you do the quote Paris and Rem add-on, it is one night in Chantilly in basically a chateau, beautiful like chateau hotel, and then two nights in the Champagne region in Rem, visiting some of the Champagne houses. So guess which one my family is doing. And this is actually something that I've always wanted to go to the Champagne region, but either I didn't have time because I was doing one of those trips where I planned too much into one trip, or I was with my kids and they weren't even then in France old enough to drink wine. So they weren't really interested. And my husband wasn't really interested because he didn't drink wine. So now we've all matured, shall we say.
You brought them all around.
Yeah, it's the perfect
grape on a vine.
I'm not a huge fan of sparkling wine, champagne, Prosecco, whatever. But I do like a good bubbly. And so I'm pretty sure that's what I will get when I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So this itinerary starts and ends in Luxembourg.
It starts in Luxembourg. Oh my gosh, that was so terrible. It starts in Luxembourg, it ends in Basel.
Okay. I'm sorry,
Lindsay. I just made you look terrible.
Okay. It's all me. I have sailed this itinerary.
It's all me. I don't know how I didn't see that. I read this like 64 times, and I don't know how I didn't see that. Sorry.
Well, I make a suggestion? Because we actually did this. Most people might think to fly into Frankfurt. And yes, the air is less expensive to fly into Frankfurt because it's a big, monstrous airport. But it's a long drive or a long train ride with like 2 to 3 stopovers to get to Luxembourg. So you might want to actually fly into Luxembourg. It may be worthwhile to do that because we missed our train and ended up not making our flight out of Frankfurt because we missed the train.
Yeah. Well, or the better suggestion would be to do the Paris pre and let them drive.
Exactly. Yes.
Let them take care of everything.
Exactly.
So for post options, extending your time in Switzerland, I highly personally recommend, I've done this itinerary. I did 20 days in Switzerland and with my mother-in-law, which was phenomenal. And we did trains. We did a couple of the great train rides in Switzerland. So
Alma Waterways offers a 4-night post that goes to Lucerne for 2 days and then Zurich for 2 days. So that's the one you can add on through Alma. We can also plan a custom, and I would love to do that for somebody. I personally, we decided as a family, we were going to cut the Switzerland stay partially for price, mostly for price, really. Switzerland is expensive, but also, you know, limited vacation time for my husband, who actually has a job where he has to be aware of that. So we are just going to do 1 night in Zurich, and we're going to go to the Lindt chocolate factory and do the chocolate class there. So we're going to have quality time in Switzerland over quantity. I really wanted to take the kids to Interlaken. I would have loved to have taken them to Zermatt, to Lucerne even, but we couldn't do it. So
next time. There's
next time. But that is an option.
You're going to have quite a bit going on. So this is...
Yeah. And I'm actually going before this for a 7-night on Cunard up to Norway. So I will have been in Europe for another week before this. So, yeah, I need to go home.
How long is this cruise?
It's a 7-night cruise. And then with the pre is 3 nights and the post is 4 nights. So it could be a 2-week trip.
Cool.
Nice.
And of course, it could be longer if you want it to be. We could always add on.
If you need 20 days, if you need 20 days in Switzerland, we can make it happen for you.
That was in the middle of like a 160-day trip. So yeah, that was excessive. So Heidelberg was on your list of things you... I love Heidelberg.
I've never been there. So the last time I did the Rhine, I have a very strong feeling about taking long bus excursions from a river cruise. It's like, if I'm on a river cruise, I want to do the like close in stuff. I want to just wander into town. And but this one is not docking in the same place that the other one did. So it's a little bit closer to Heidelberg. And so I think my kids would really enjoy going to Heidelberg. So I'm going to do it on this trip. It was one of those things where I was like, I'm not going to do it this trip. I'll have another opportunity. Well, here's the opportunity. Now I'm going to do it.
So what is in Heidelberg that you want to see?
The castle. There's a beautiful castle there. Yeah. And it's a university town as well. So it's just kind of, I think that Finn will really like it. My oldest. It's going to be a good chance for us to explore a city. And my kids really haven't been to much of Germany at all. Finley's never been to Germany. And Marcus has only been to Munich. So it'll be nice to spend some time in different parts of Germany with them.
Yeah. Cool. And not just with them, but this is a great opportunity, if you're listening, to get to meet Elizabeth in person and travel with her and her family.
I'm delightful.
as someone who does a lot of solo travel and joins often on group cruises with others, I can say that it can be a wonderful way to kind of explore group travel in kind of a controlled environment.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And with, you don't have to travel with someone else. You do, paying for a solo room can be expensive, but if you really don't have anybody else to travel with, but you don't want to be alone, it's a great way to make that happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's talk about ship experience.
Yeah.
For anybody listening who might not be familiar with AMA Waterways and what they can expect on board.
So if you've never river cruised before, then you will be spoiled by doing AMA Waterways. But the first thing to know about river cruising is most of the ships are the same. The ships are the same size from, if you're on Viking or AMA or Avalon, they're all the same size because they have to go through the same locks. So they have the same requirements. AMA is, I feel like an elevated experience, but not as elevated as some of the high luxury cruise lines. So it makes it more affordable. But there are a lot of inclusions, and every place that you stop, there are several options for tours. Usually there's at least one city sort of walking tour, and then they'll have that at different levels. So if you're a slower walker, then you can do that. If you're a pretty moderate walker, great. If you're a power walker, there's often something for power walkers. And then there's also biking. They have bikes on board, so it's not an extra cost. And there's usually, if there's a hike available in a town, then there will be a group hiking. And a great thing about this on river cruises is there's not a lot of people on the ship to begin with. We're at about 150 people. And so your hike is not going to be 40 people hiking. It's going to be like 10. And that makes it so much more enjoyable. And some of the hikes that you're doing are just so beautiful. So I know my kids are really going to enjoy that. They do have a wellness program on board. So if you're worried you're going to miss your morning yoga, you will not. You will have the option for yoga every morning. And then they have, and I think Lindsay will attest, this is one of my favorite things, the chef's table. So you have dining included. And in a lot of times you'll have a chef's table experience or some sort of specialty dining, and it'll be an extra cost. But this is not an extra cost. And it is a 7-course chef's tasting menu. It changes, so it won't be the same one I had on the last AMA cruise I did or on the one before that. It'll be tied to the places that we're going, and it'll be dependent on the chef that's on board. So it's a beautiful night, and it's completely included. Everybody has the right to sign up for it for one night, and then if there's still space available and you want to do it a second night, the menu will be the same, but it will be delicious. So you can do it twice. Yes.
And one of the things I just have to say, like one of the things that and luxury is different for everyone, but one of the things that I consider luxury when I travel is the quality of the food. And the quality of food on AMA is phenomenal. There are no freezers on board. Everything is fresh, sourced locally. And not just the food quality, but the flexibility of food. You mentioned the wellness activities. The activity directors are wonderful people, and they will have you up at sunrise for sunrise mimosas and yoga and all sorts of stretching and wonderful things to get you ready to explore.
but they'll have early risers, like a breakfast buffet. And that's just so great for the people who maybe don't want to spend an hour doing breakfast and lunch and dinner. It's just, it's a lot more flexible than I think a lot of other lines are when it comes to.
Yeah. And there are choices. So if you aren't a sit down dinner person, then you always have options for some more casual type fare. And it won't necessarily just be sandwiches. There'll usually be some soup or some hot plate kind of meal. And lunch too, there's usually, there are buffet items, but then there's usually at least one featured item. And I know like one example I can come up with, and this was on a Rhine River cruise, the chef was from Vietnam and he made pho, and it was like very personalized pho where he had all the ingredients out and then the broth, and he would put it together with you, you know, so that you got exactly what you wanted out of it. And he would make suggestions, and he was so excited. Like when Chris saw it, he got all excited. And so the chef got all excited and they just talked about their love of pho. And so, so it's not going to be just like, if you're going on a German, excuse my gong there. If you're going on a German extension, or a German excursion or a German river cruise, it's not going to be schnitzel and sausages every night. They really will branch out and give you different types of cuisine, but they will also give you something that is local to where you are.
And the table wine, I will say, like is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. They're not shipping it from California. This is wine that's local to the region, that's being served at your meals, and your wine and beer are included during your meals and then pre-cocktail hour mm-hmm. as well. One of the things I love is the little snack that they have late in the evening for those lounge lizards like myself, or if you stay, went off ship and come back in town, come back from being in town, they'll have like a little snack for you or serve a little hors d'oeuvre. And it really just kind of, I just wanted a little something.
I have no idea what you're talking about because I'm usually asleep. Okay, because the two people like, who might up early in the morning and staying up late, and I'm like, I'm on vacation.
Okay. So we talked about pre and post options. Yep. So let's go back over like who is this trip perfect for? Obviously everybody.
Right? Everybody. probably not your younger children. And I mean, I think that 16 and up for sure, partially because it is wine themed. Again, the wine activities are optional and you can go the entire week without having any wine if wine is not your thing. But even just the history of wine making and all of that is going to be sort of part of the theming of the cruise. And that's not going to really appeal to an 8-year-old. So that's probably the 16 and up I would go for. I think that, but an extended family would be great. I will caution, as I was writing the notes, I checked the inventory on this one, and there's not a whole lot of space left on this particular sailing. So if we've talked this up and you're like, well, that date doesn't really work for me, the cruise itself is the 17th of July. If you do the pre, you would be the 12th of July. If you can't make that work, but you really want to do this itinerary, we can look at other options for you. You wouldn't necessarily get to sail with me unless you would like to pay me to go along with you. But I think it's still worthwhile for anybody to do. But if you want to come with us, then definitely reach out as soon as possible.
At that point, I would just like to say that all Outlander travel agents are eligible for that service.
We are. So if those days don't work for Elizabeth, any of us would be happy to step in. We all drink cocktails in beautiful places as well. So
we all, yeah, and we like wine. And
we love wine. So
some of us will drink at 10 a.m.
So, I've done it. I've had beer for breakfast.
You know, if you're paying for me to join, I will totally drink wine at 10 a.m. I promise. Not a problem. So
packing and prepping for river cruise, it's the most simple thing in the world because mm-hmm. you don't need very much.
No, and you're not going to have to unpack. In fact, you're going to all these places and you just unpack once or twice or three times if you're doing the extensions. But you don't need fancy clothes. You don't need your tuxedo.
Laundry is relatively inexpensive.
Relatively inexpensive, and in some cases free, but yeah, depending on the category you book. It's actually very flexible as far as what you're wearing. It's expected that you're going to wear clothes that you're comfortable hiking in or doing excursions. They know that you're going to be active sometimes. Dinner, I feel like most, you know, people do wear jeans to the dining room, but for the most part, it's slacks and trousers, trousers, slacks, and maybe collared shirts, simple dresses for the ladies. Some will add their sparkly jackets or whatever. That's totally up to you. You can sort of dress as you wish. But yeah, super easy to pack for. And depending on when you're this summer trip, I won't need a lot of layers. If you go on a river cruise in the winter, you might need some layers, but, very easy to work with. So, and again, they're going to take care of your luggage. So you can just, you don't have to tote a bunch of stuff around.
And if people are listening and they're interested in booking, they can visit.
Yes, we have a landing page on our website. So if you go to our website and go under hosted trips, they're in the all the trips that we have so far are on that page. So you just scroll down to July and you can click on the learn more, and there's a landing page there that gives you more details. And again, since this one's almost sold out, maybe there's another one there that you're interested in. So I say check that page often.
And so I know you're so excited.
I am. I'm excited to go with clients. I'm excited to go with my family. Both my kids have been on river cruises, but different rivers and at different ages. So this will be nice to have the whole family all together. I did, by the way, not spring for a balcony stateroom for them. They're down in the basement.
Oh, steerage.
Yeah. Down with the rest of the staff.
Duck view.
So
I'm going to be serving.
Good for them. And you all know on a river cruise, you do spend time in your room, but really it's all about being social and being, and this is even coming from me, who is not a social person. I will generally be found in the lounge. I will not be sitting in my room that much. So
definitely.
Well, I'm excited, and I don't know, I might have to look at one of those last few cabins that are left for this
now that I know.
Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends all about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Sandy, Anna, Elizabeth, and myself, Lindsay, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.